Evolution did not endow humans with the ability to play football. True, it produced legs for kicking, elbows for fouling, and mouths for cursing. But all that this enables us to do is perhaps practice penalty kicks by ourselves. To get into a game with the strangers we find in the schoolyard on any given afternoon, we not only have to work in concert with 10 teammates we may never have met before, we also need to know that the 11 players on the opposing team are playing by the same rules. Other animals that engage strangers in ritualized aggression do so largely by instinct. Puppies throughout the world have the rules for rough and tumble play hardwired into their genes. But human teenagers have no genes for football. They can nevertheless play the game with complete strangers because they have all learned an identical set of ideas about football. These ideas are entirely imaginary, but if everyone shares them, we can all play the game. The same applies on a larger scale to kingdoms, churches, and trade networks, with one important difference. The rules of football are relatively simple and concise, much like those necessary for cooperation in a forager band or small village. Each player can easily store them in his brain and still have room for songs, images, and shopping lists. But large systems of cooperation that involve not 22, but thousands or even millions of humans require the handling and storage of huge amounts of information, much more than any single human brain can contain and process. The large societies found in some other species, such as ants and bees, are stable and resilient because most of the information needed to sustain them is encoded in the genome. A female honeybee larva can, for example, grow up to be either a queen or a worker, depending on what food it is fed. Its DNA programs the necessary behaviors for whatever role it will fulfill in life. Hives can be very complex social structures, containing many different kinds of workers, such as harvesters, nurses, and cleaners. But so far, researchers have failed to locate lawyer bees. Bees don't need lawyers, because there is no danger that they might forget or violate the hive constitution. The queen does not cheat the cleaner bees of their food, and they never go on strike demanding higher wages. But humans do such things all the time, because the sapiens social order is imagined. Humans cannot preserve the critical information for running it simply by making copies of their DNA and passing these on to their progeny. A conscious effort has to be made to sustain laws, customs, procedures, and manners. Otherwise, the social order would quickly collapse.